Welcome to Pull Up a Seat with your host, Alex Starr.
Yeah, the other problem too is that you get like, it's almost like you're going to get used to it, to people dying.
I know.
And then you're like, you don't want to get used to people dying all the time.
I know.
And the worst is when you see it on Facebook, like, oh, damn, that person died.
I know.
And then you don't know what to do. You just like.
I'm kind of getting like almost like immune to it in a way where it's kind of just like, it's going to happen. Like, anyone eventually. I don't know. It's just, it's so sad. It really is. And I totally like feel for everyone who goes through that, but it's happened too many times already. I feel like in my world, I guess.
Really?
It's just kind of like, okay, oops, another one.
Another one bites the dust. Yeah. But it's kind of equaled out at our age by marriages and births.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
No, totally. I mean,
cause you get to the age where it's, right now, yeah, people are starting to die, like, grandparents are getting old.
Yeah.
And then also at the same time, then everyone's getting married and having kids and...
Right. Right. And it's just, like, this whole world is just exploding and dying at the same time.
It's living
and dying. It's the best way to put it. I don't know.
It is, huh? Come here, buddy. What was the competition you just won?
So, it's called the Europa, and it's one of, like...
That sounds so fancy.
Doesn't it?
It sounds really fancy.
In
what'd you win? The Europa.
Yeah, I feel, like, so official. Posh. Just saying, yeah. I know, so awesome.
It is cool.
So, the Europa, it's actually four... I think it's four shows a year, and they go around the States, and they will have, like, a show in a different state every few months, and this one was in Arizona and Phoenix, and honestly, I kind of randomly decided to do it, like,
mm-hmm.
4 weeks before the show is when I actually started, like, okay, I guess I might do this, and usually people prep for, like, months, like, 3 months and stuff, and I kind of just was like, okay, well, I guess I'll do it, why not?
You're already in really good shape, right?
I was already working out a lot and stuff, right. And, my trainer was kind of pushing me to do it, so... And because he had a bunch of the girls on the team that I work out with that he was training for that show. He was like, Janet, you should just do it. Like, why not? And it'll be fun, and it's just whatever. I was like, okay, fine, you're right. I'll shoot with James, and I'll just get more pictures in, and it'll be an experience. And then I did it, and I won the whole thing, and...
That's always nice. Yes! I'll give it a shot, I guess.
No, and, like, literally, it was kind of weird. I honestly felt guilty afterwards. Like, I felt guilty actually winning because I was thinking about the other people that, like, enter in these shows. And some people make it their life. Like, mm-hmm. competing is, like, their life. And that's what they want to do. And that's just what, you know, that's what they do their free time with. And it's a very, very expensive sport. And that's awesome for them. But I kind of just did it, like, okay, I guess so. Like, I've competed in the past, and I've actually placed, and I've actually won almost every single time I've ever done one, which is pretty, I mean, I'm so happy and, like, excited about that. But I just kind of felt guilty because I was just, like, not really into it and not really excited for it as much as other people were. And I feel like I just, like, took that trophy away from people that, like, actually really wanted it. And I'm still so happy about it. And I, like, smile every time that I think about it, but it's just kind of, like... You know.
Well, you've been, I mean, aren't you in, I mean, because I've seen your posts of, like, your Muscle and Fitness, right? The magazine, so.
Max Sports and Fitness, yeah.
Fitness is, I mean, is that, like, I mean, is that your kind of job right now? I mean, is that your.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, it's kind of just taking, I don't know, priority in my life right now, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of just rolling with it on it. So, actually, what happened was.
Yeah, how did you get into that? Because you weren't.
Yeah.
Because you look different than you did in college.
Yeah. Okay. Totally. I know.
Because, like, last time I saw you, you probably weighed, I don't know, I can't do girls' weights very well.
No,
but, like, you were, you know, very, very skinny.
Right. I was more, no,
you looked,
like,
good,
thinner.
But you were, like, yeah, very totally. Thin.
Well,
you
know? It's kind of funny because, you know, I went.
You looked like you were anorexic, is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well,
like, you had a cheeseburger.
It's funny because, So I've been doing the whole modeling thing for about like 7 or 8 years now. And when I first started, it was more like high fashion and runway and kind of more like, you know.
Oh, you did? You did that too?
Yeah. I was in LA Fashion Week. I did like all that fun stuff. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So fun fact. So I basically started off like that. And then I was like, I've always liked working out and I've always liked eating. And I was like, okay, well, I can't really like,
how do I combine those two? I can't really like
look anorexic while, you know, working out a lot and eating a lot.
Right.
So I'm just going to like get more muscle basically. And I was like, right. You know what? I'm just going to like, whatever. So I just started basically working out a lot and I had some like changes done. And basically the
nice
whole,
euphemism.
Yeah. The whole like swim industry actually is kind of like what started it all. And then, I don't know, I just started working out more because I just, like, love being fit and everything. And then just the fitness stuff kind of
And it was like a feedback loop at that point. A feedback loop, right? I mean, you'd get shoots and then...
Yeah, I mean...
Because you're working out and looking a certain way and then...
So people kind of assume that you compete or people kind of assume that you, like, do fitness stuff too.
Right.
Because, you know, you're lean and world. Whatever. But you have, like, you're thicker. You have, like, more muscle. You're not, like, you know, just skin and bones.
Yeah.
So that's, like, kind of why it just... I guess fell into that, but
Is that strange? I feel like I hear that a lot lately from people. Of yeah, I just fell into it. It just happened, and then I find that strange. People fall into these things that turn out to be
right
life changing or
totally. And you know what? Like, so kind of like a little backstory. So, you know, 2 years ago, like I was competing, I was doing shoots all the time. I was like really into like the. Not super into, like, fitness. Like, the competing is actually what got me into the fitness.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, like, doing more fitness modeling and everything. But, so, after competing, I took some time off because we were getting married and all that stuff. And then I was like, okay, wait, something's wrong. Like, in 2014, I got, like, all these infections, just, like, really weird stuff happening in my body. I was like, what's going on? Am I pushing myself too hard? I don't know. But every time you get an infection, you get antibiotics.
Uh-huh.
So I was going on all these antibiotics, and I was just getting more issues, and I was like, okay, what in the world? So I went to my doctor, and she was like, okay, Jana, you are allergic to, like, 40 foods. Like, it was ridiculous.
Really?
She was like, you're allergic.
How did they find that out?
I did, like, food allergy tests and, like, blood work and stuff, and they were like, okay, you have, like, a bunch of food allergies. You've damaged your, like, gut basically so bad from the antibiotics that the food is leaking into your bloodstream.
Oh, the leaky gut syndrome?
Yes.
I've heard of that.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's exactly what it is. I didn't know if you would know,
yeah,
so that's why
I've
I didn't
that,
say
yeah.
it, but it's called leaky gut or like gut.
It sounds so disgusting.
I know, no, it totally is. It totally sounds disgusting. Gut. It's like really not as bad as like disgusting.
I know,
as
but they whoever named that.
Like. I don't even know what happens, but basically that's what happens when you take antibiotics. You're destroying your gut.
Yeah,
like, and
all
you're
the
just,
gut flora and stuff that happens.
Exactly, exactly. So, and antibiotics like literally kind of destroy your gut and you create these holes, which causes like the gut permeability, which is where food starts leaking into your bloodstream and you start reacting to everything. So I literally have like my old sheet from actually 1 year ago where it shows I had 40 food allergies and it was just like, what the fuck can I eat? Like, what in the world? Like, how is this going to work?
Yeah.
How is this going to work? It's so frustrating. So on top of that, I found out that I had heavy metal toxicity. So, like...
From too much salmon?
That could be it.
Uh-huh.
But, like, mercury was, like, my highest one.
Yeah.
My doctor said it was like the highest she's ever seen in anyone before. It's, like, the...
What
it was,
were you doing?
I don't know.
Iron ore?
So I've heard... So, what it can come from are...
I blame marriage.
Blame it on marriage. Blame everything on marriage.
Blame it on the in-laws.
That's one. I can easily do that too. So it can come from like, you know, fillings, like silver fillings for your teeth. It can come from that. It can come from fish that's like not wild caught and like kind of like not like the best quality, like farm raised fish or whatever.
Yeah.
And then also it can come from like vaccines, immunizations, like from when you're younger. And I found out my mom was actually pregnant with me when she had her mercury fillings, and that can actually cross over to, like, the baby.
Ah.
So, that, I don't know, it could be a combination of all yeah. that. Like, honestly, I'm not really sure how right. it got so bad.
But you
bad.
Had all these accumulation of health issues that...
Yes. Yeah, so, and then on top of that, I also found out I had, like, some cancer scare. So I had to, like, literally go under, like, anesthesia and, like, get, like, this procedure done to, like, remove cancer, basically. So that was a little stressful. And because of all the antibiotics, there was, I had, like, there's, like, an organism called Candida. I don't mm-hmm. know if you've heard of it, but mm-hmm. it's just basically, like, an overgrowth of, like, a bad bacteria that you get, like, in your digestive system.
It feeds off sugar, correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm so happy you know all this. This is so cool. Like, usually no one really understands. I have to explain. But, yeah, basically, like, from antibiotics and, like, sugar and kind of, like, those kind of diets, it's... You get this overgrowth of that bacteria, and it, like, makes you just feel, like, miserable. You get, mm-hmm. like, digestive issues, and your head's... You get anxiety, and your head's kind of, like, not clear, and it's just, I don't know, like, not a fun thing. So yeah. all of those, like, four things, basically, at one time. So that happened last year. That was in January. This is this past January, actually. Mm-hmm. So... because of that, and especially because of, like, the whole Candida thing, I do want a Candida diet. So I actually lost, like, 15 pounds. I was 125 pounds. I lost 15 pounds off of that. So I got down to 110 pounds in January. Like, I literally was... It was, like, not pretty. Like, it was very, very skinny. Like what I looked like in college. Like
please cut that give in this half. Girl an In-N-Out burger.
Like, cut that in half, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, it was not okay. Uh-huh. So... this whole, honestly, this past year has just been a journey of kind of, like, really studying nutrition and just getting my body back in check, and then just getting back in the gym, because I lost so much muscle and so much weight from, like, yeah. that diet. I was just, like, so upset and very just, like, oh, my God, what did I do to myself? But, so...
But it was a good instigator to...
Totally.
I mean, you had to. You had no choice. Totally. Yeah.
And honestly, I wouldn't really know that much about nutrition, or I wouldn't be as healthy as I am today if I didn't have all those issues uh-huh. to make me research uh-huh. things. So, that, I mean, it's kind of like a blessing in disguise. Mm-hmm. Like, I look at it like that because...
Totally, yeah.
I mean,
it's a few years.
Like, if I was just normal and, like, kind of healthy and didn't know all this, then I don't know. But it's, like, now I've literally changed my whole lifestyle where it's, like, only organic foods, like, super just clean foods, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, so much that yeah, way. You were munching on a cucumber. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen someone snacking on just, oh, yeah, cucumbers.
I know. It's my life, and I
yeah.
love it, though.
Yeah.
So, basically, this whole year has just been kind of gaining my weight back and getting into just, you know, my fit self and everything. And once I started gaining the weight back is actually when I got, like, my fitness cover. I got, like, a workout circuit in a Inside Fitness magazine. So, I don't know, all these things just started coming out of it. And I was like, okay, well, I guess this is, like, I guess, like, people like the more muscle on me or something.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
the more weight. So, well, I, yeah.
It's, that's one of the things that when you your post, they always say strong, not skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought that was really cool because I have two sisters and I always heard them, you know. Them in the back of my head always talking about, yeah, too skinny and you know, like that kind of stuff. But I think it's really cool because there is, like, this pushback,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, right now against skinny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
The skinny's not bad. Some people are just naturally skinny, but there's this whole push of, like, you know, don't starve yourself.
Right.
Work out to look healthy, you know?
Right.
And I think from guys I've talked to and studies I've seen, guys like that way better too. So if you're doing it, if you're doing it for yourself to be healthier, you're healthier lifting weights and doing cardio and eating correct. And if you're doing it
and
to attract
enough.
The opposite sex, yeah. which everyone wants to look good for the opposite sex,
mm-hmm.
then guys like that way better.
Right. I know. And I it's funny because it's like I hear that too. And I mean, social media these days is totally taken over. And like there's a whole fitness world on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess
but you're
Facebook
a part of now. Yeah.
I guess I might be, but you know, that's kind of like my thing. It's like, I want to just like show people that's like, yeah, you can like eat really well and like lift really heavy and you know, you can still, you're not going to get like bad curves. You're going to get good curves and
right.
it's like, it'll look good on you. So I don't know this whole journey of, I mean, cause I was 110 pounds in January. I'm now like 135. So I've gained like 25 pounds like within a year. And I mean, like, I'm not fat right now. So it's, like, a lot of that's muscle. And I know it's difficult for girls to gain muscle, but I think it's because they had, like, the muscle memory or something from, like, before I got, like, kind of sick, I guess, that it kind of came back easy. But, yeah, man.
It's well, just... different, and the thing is, too, is different girls are going to put on different, not every girl that goes and eats what you do mm-hmm. and works out like you do is going to look like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like I have buddies who can eat cheeseburgers and they have just 8-packs.
Yeah.
Without trying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're shorter than me, or they're, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
right.
different body types, but no matter what body type you have, if you eat right and you work out to
mm-hmm.
better yourself instead of just trying to get skinny and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of eating Special K and sugar-free energy drinks like what I'm having right now, if you don't do what I do...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then it's just, it's gonna be good.
Totally, totally. And you know what? I totally know. I can feel. I mean, nothing against like sugar-free, whatever.
Oh, these are so good. I wish I could get sponsored by them. This is so tasty.
I haven't even heard of that before.
Actually. Egg Science? Yeah, my buddy turned on him. I know, huh? But it's not. It's really good. It's better than beer.
That's awesome. But
this would probably fuck up your gut.
So kind of back to like some of this. Like after this past competition I did last month. I was like, okay, I haven't had... Okay, so I literally went this whole year without a gram of sugar.
You slip up once?
No.
Not one time?
No. No sugar whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
No alcohol whatsoever.
This is for an entire year?
This whole past year, I haven't had sugar or alcohol.
Okay.
And it's literally... amazing.
Like, what
I don't know
what
how to
adjective
describe it.
Are you gonna
no,
go
no,
with?
No, but like you feel so good. Mm-hmm. And then
well, you look good too. I mean, your skin looks nice.
Thank you
know? You. Yeah.
So I did this competition last month.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay, like you restrict yourself with eating, you overexercise, and then all of a sudden you're free. You're free from this whole bodybuilding world.
The
You're
chains
free.
That bound you.
You
yeah.
literally you don't have to like count your food anymore. You don't have right. to do all. So, I literally went ballistic after the show. Like
cocaine and strippers ballistic.
Like literally, the second I stepped off stage, I just started like inhaling sugar.
You were still on stage when you did it.
No, no.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. No, like, no, you were backstage. No. You had your husband like, all right. Put the sugar cookies right there.
No, they handed me the trophy.
Uh-huh.
After I won, and I literally walked off stage. That was the whole... I mean, it ended. And then we went out. I had cookies. I had sugar. I had everything else that's, like, so bad for you. And I was just like, I'm so happy. But then, like, literally within a few hours, I just, like, felt absolutely miserable. And, like, I could feel myself just, like... lives taken away, like years taken off. And I could literally just feel how bad it is after being so clean and so good for so long. Then integrating that stuff back into my diet, I was just like, oh my God, I feel miserable.
Wow, really?
So that was a month ago. And to be honest, it goes to show like how addictive sugar is, because to this day, to like right now, I'm like having sugar withdrawals because like it's incredible how addictive sugar is.
That's funny you say that too. I just had this conversation with that nutritionist that I just talked to a few days ago, my friend. And cause I was telling her how I'm a full blown sugar addict. Like mm-hmm. I've been trying to get rid of it because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like you didn't do it for a year. You'd think you do this for your living.
Right.
You earned all this stuff by eating a certain way. You had health problems and yet still.
Yes.
As soon as you're done, the first thing you want is a cookie.
Right.
That's heroin.
Like, literally, and I'm not even joking, it literally almost becomes like a mental issue because all of a sudden you just can't stop eating. It's like a binge eating kind of thing. And it's like, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know if you have like competitors that listen to this, but I mean, I'm sure they all understand it because it's like, it's a struggle, like the struggle's real. Like, once you're free... Quote unquote, once you're free,
sure.
You just go crazy.
Sure, there's a lot of athletes who listen to this too. And anything, if you're doing race,
right.
Like the Ironman I'm going to do, if you're doing competitions like you're doing, if you're trying to look good for a wedding, or
right.
People do that all the time, you know?
Totally.
And then once the event passes, the race passes, the competition passes, game on.
I know.
Because it's almost, so what do you think about this? Because I've been trying to do the same thing. Is it better to go cold turkey? You know, is it better to do what you did and like, okay, I'm going to do paleo? I guess it depends on the person, but
yeah,
cold turkey, I am doing nothing. You don't even give yourself the option. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like the 80-20 nutrition right. rule, or do you think it's better to do that?
That's a really interesting question because I feel like it's very different for each person. Like for me personally, I've noticed I can't have, if I have like one too many carbs, I know it sounds weird, but like I will crave sugar and carbs the rest of the day. Like, so I don't even know if I can do 80-20. I think I literally have to be like, no, cold turkey out, because if I just, I can't just have a bite of something. Like it's literally like the beast comes out and I'm just like a raging, like oh my God. It's like literally, it's crazy.
Oh man.
So I kind of literally think it's just, it depends on each person. I mean, yeah. If you have the self-control, be like, okay, I know I can just have like mm-hmm. one sweet or like one cookie or whatever, one glass of wine. But for me, it's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. This makes me feel so good. I'm going to eat fucking all of it. So that, I don't know. It's literally different for each person. And it's interesting because when I did have it cut out from my diet for so long, I would look at a plate of cookies or wine or alcohol or whatever, and I would just be like, I look at it, I don't even crave it. Just doesn't even look appetizing right. to me. And that was such a cool thing to like almost be mm-hmm. empowered. Like that doesn't have control over me. And it's like, I can,
what else can I change in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Over some, and it's so stupid because it's like sugar. It's not a hard drug, but it almost makes it worse.
Yeah.
It is pervasive. It is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. It's in everything.
And holidays, I mean, and your mom brings you stuff. And
totally. Totally.
People, why don't you want to have, I bake these cookies for you, Janet. Why don't you want to have one?
Exactly.
Oh, no sugar.
I know. It's kind of crazy, but you know, it's like sugar. I mean, it's linked to so many things. It is linked to so many things like cancer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and since I've had issues with like my own self, my own health in the past, I was like, no, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to better myself and like literally live like the most healthy life I possibly right. can. So that's why I like took that step to do it.
Right.
It was not easy. I think it took me like a good like 2 to 3 weeks to actually not even get cravings for sugar anymore. But like, it was a struggle to start it. It took a while. I mean, yeah, I think...
right there with you, sister.
Yeah.
I just read this, that it's sugar, which it sounds like you are too, and I definitely am, like self-diagnosed at least. It says sugar sensitive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, either alcoholics
mm-hmm.
are sugar sensitive.
Mm.
And people who, like you either, you can go, you can kind of swing either way.
Yeah.
You can become an alcoholic, or if you maybe know that alcohol isn't so good, then you just compensate by sugar because of beta right. endorphins, and
it's like
the chemical balance of our brains is different than, I have friends who can just have one cookie.
Right.
They can have one beer, or I have one beer, and it's like, what's the point of one beer? It doesn't even taste that fucking good. It's liquefied barley. Who the right. fuck thought of this idea?
Right. Have another.
Yeah. But it's yeah. a drug, so I'm going to have another.
Right.
Yeah. And so.
I know. I totally know. I was going to say something, but I totally forgot where I was going.
Bring it back. Reel it back.
I know. Reeling it back.
Yeah.
We were talking about, you were just mentioning...
alcoholics.
Right.
Sugar's bad.
Sugar is bad.
Vegetables good. Sugar bad.
I mean, sugar, it's just, it really is like an addictive drug, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just... There's so many things that come out of it that are not good, too. And it's, you know, it's hard because, like, you know, you want to live life. You want to, like, eat cake at your friend's wedding or, stuff like that. And, you know, so it's just, I guess it is just, like, finding the balance. But some people can't just have one.
Yeah.
And I think that I might be that person. I mean.
It sounds like we're talking about cocaine. It sounds like we're talking about.
I know.
Like, a hard drug.
I read somewhere that it's actually more addictive than cocaine.
I read that too. It's like 8 times more addictive than cocaine and heroin is a study that I saw.
Right. So, I mean, you know, and honestly, I just think it really depends on diet and kind of how you go about your diet, because if your diet's already really, really, really super high in carbs, like refined foods, like you're automatically getting sugar from all that like fake processed mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of went more into like a more paleo diet, which is basically just like whole foods, like keeping it organic, like not that many, it's like lower carb, lower carb. Is that even a word? I don't even know. Lower carb.
Can
but
be.
I made it. Yeah. it's like naturally lower carb, but you know, you're so nourished by everything you're getting. You like have energy, so you don't really need all those carbs. Right. Honestly.
Well, that's what I was going to mention earlier is one of the, like a scary thing to me is, and a really cool thing is once you hit that point, if you're doing the healthy stuff, paleo, and you all of a sudden realize that, wow, I feel fantastic all the time from just changing my diet. And then you kind of slowly, like you said, you kind of slip back into old eating habits.
Yes.
And then the new normal becomes like three steps lower than where you were when you're eating great.
Mm-hmm.
But then because humans are so adaptable, you just, oh yeah, that's the new normal. Right. And you forget about how nice it was up here at the top.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally. It's so true. It's so true. And I mean, I don't know. I honestly think if you just like feed yourself like the most, I don't know, if all your cells are happy, if you're just feeding yourself like the best stuff, then it's like you won't really be craving as much bad stuff. Because you're, like, being satisfied somewhere else, you know? So, sometimes, what is that? There's stuff on the internet saying, like, oh, like, if you're craving chocolate, it means you need magnesium or something. So, eat this instead or whatever. It's, like, it means this.
Right.
Like, you don't have to have, like, the sweet. You just need this. And, I don't know. It's just crazy how things work.
Yeah.
It's, like, you know, certain nutrients. Like, if you are not deficient in something, if you're kind of, like, filling all those gaps in your body, then I'm sure it would help to not crave that many things too. So
yeah.
It's all different, but
totally. What are you, so what are your, like, what's your workout routine for like girls that are listening that want to get into, you know, the type of workouts that you do compared to the typical, you know, elliptical for a half hour kind of workouts? What do you do that separates it?
So I used to be kind of like the cardio only kind of person, and at the time I thought that I was like, oh, I look great, yeah, I'm losing some weight or whatever and all this stuff, but I'm sure some people can relate, but I never really got like truly happy with like my outward self until I started lifting weights.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I just think it's the freaking coolest thing ever, because you're like, you know what, I want some bigger biceps, I'm gonna create those. So you actually, you can change your body. You can modify your body however you want. You want a bigger butt? Do some squats. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just, it's so neat. That's why I love weights and stuff, because you can literally mold yourself the way you want it to be, which I think is just awesome.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is a cool concept.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of how I think about it. Like with cardio, I mean, yeah, there comes a time for that, I guess, if you just like want to like lean out a little bit, but
when cardio, you do feel good. Something about cardio, you do feel fantastic after running for a half hour or something, you know?
Yeah, those endorphins. I mean, I usually get the same thing from lifting now, and it's I don't know. It's
so just, you're doing squats and deadlifts and you're doing a lot of compound movements and stuff?
Yeah, like a lot of resistance training. I try and integrate like a lot of bands, like band work, and kind of what I've been really wanting to actually focus on more now that I'm kind of like free from like my traditional like bodybuilding, like, okay, on Mondays we train legs and all,
I've kind of
been wanting to switch it up a little bit. So what I've been wanting to do is more of like, I think it's called like calisthenics, where it's like you do
calisthenics,
it's like you do more body weight exercises, but they're so like advanced to where you still get a lot of muscle from that, because you're using your own body weight. And I just think that's so neat to like not rely on weights too.
Pull-ups and push-ups.
Oh god! Like
you could literally, I think you could just go to the gym and do pull-ups, push-ups.
Mm-hmm. Literally, mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the thing. It's almost like, you know, there's so much to know. Like there's so much you can learn about your body. Basically, you can do so much stuff at home. You don't even have to have a gym membership.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, but you know, we also don't have like a whole like squat rack, and you know, no one really has that in their home unless you're like super lucky.
Yeah.
I wish I had that, but you know, it's just kind of like, I don't know. I love the idea of like having your own thing to do and not really relying on like a gym. Like if you could do push-ups and pull-ups and your own squats and your own kind of like body weight exercises, yeah, and still get results.
And in a hotel, awesome, traveling, totally, or anywhere you go, you can always do it. There's no excuses of, they don't have a gym, you know?
Right. Totally. But I know. Exactly. But yeah, like the majority of my workouts right now are weights. I actually don't really do cardio at all. Before, like, for my competition, it was like, oh my god, I have to do cardio because I have to, like, get down to, like, 14% body fat or something crazy. But now it's like, no, I want to do cardio because it's good for my heart. Mm-hmm. Like, it's good for myself. Like, mm-hmm. And that's one thing is, you know, I actually had blood work done during my competition prep. And my doctor was like, Jana, I can tell... She's like, you have to tone down the working out. Like, I could tell you have, like, something in your blood that's, like, showing that you have, like, chronic inflammation because you're working out so hard constantly all the time. And she wasn't too concerned because I had so many anti-inflammatory markers, but, like, to, like, counteract that.
You were overtraining.
Oh, yeah. And that's honestly, it's honestly trying to find, like, the whole balance right now for me personally is... with food, like finding like, the, okay, what do I do now? It's either totally like I have a plan or I don't have a plan. But when I don't have a plan, I just go crazy. And then with working out, it's like, okay, what is a healthy level of working out? Like you don't want to underwork out because you're just going to get fat. And if you don't want to overwork out because you're just going to harm yourself.
These are all questions of civilization.
I know, right? It's like, what is life? It's like all these things.
To figure out, we have to, yeah... Only in, like, a civilization where the type of food and the type of life that we live now do we have to consciously decide what type of food should I eat and how much working out is acceptable, where before you did what was necessary to survive.
Right.
And now it's like...
I know.
We have to figure it out. I know. How to move. Humans have to now figure out how to properly move ourselves.
Right. It's so true.
It's insane.
I mean... And, it, you know, there it's just funny how, because, you know, the magazines and all these articles say, like, oh, sitting is the new, like, like smoking or something.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And it's, you know, people were kind of, right.
I should sit up straight. I know, we should do this podcast standing.
I know, stand up straight and all this stuff and, like, you know, stop sitting and, you know, be more active and everything. And I just feel like there's so many different types of people out there. It's like. For the majority of the population, like, yeah, I believe that's true. A lot of us do sit too much. I think I sit too much still, honestly. Like, now that I'm kind of, like, free, I, like, sit a lot more, but...
And eat donuts, yeah.
And eat donuts, you know.
Donuts and cucumbers.
The huge, yeah. But then there's also, like, the small population where it's, like, you know, overworking out, overtraining. And, you know, people who have, like... Women, but also men too, have like, you know, body dysmorphic stuff where it's like they don't see what they like, oh, like my chest isn't big enough, like my butt isn't big enough, all this stuff. And it's, you know, then you kind of like kill yourself in the gym and like overdo it. And then like that brings on a whole nother like area of issues.
Was that like kind of what you were doing while you're overtraining?
I mean, like having like the whole like,
not that you had, like, body issues, but, like, you wanted to look a certain way and you were becoming obsessed with it.
Well, see, that's why I'm kind of, like, I'm never competing again, honestly. And I'm kind of angry with the industry in a way now. Yeah. Because it's, like, you can't, you go on stage with so many other women and, like, for men, it's you go on stage with so many other guys and you're being compared.
Right.
You're literally being compared. So, you know, the next time you step on stage, it's kind of, like, okay, like, the judges told me that, you know, my thighs are too big still, or, you know, this isn't big enough, or whatever. And it's, you know, you kind of, you're judging yourself, and you're comparing yourself to other people, only for the sake of this, only for these judges, who are basically picking winners off of politics anyways.
Yeah, that is a strange... So it's a strange concept.
It really is. Like you're literally like these people work so hard to like improve their bodies, and I'm all about doing that. Like I love that, but you know, it's just you're quote unquote improving your body when you're actually you need it to look a certain way because you're being compared to other people, and it's not a healthy like correlation.
No,
and that's what's very frustrating for me. And to be honest, this past prep that I did for the show was probably the easiest one I've ever done. One, because I just did not care. I was like, you know what? I don't care what I look like compared to other people. As long as I'm happy with how I look, that's all I care about. Like, I don't give a crap what they have to say. And then I won.
That's good.
So, I don't know. I was just like, what's happening?
Yeah. Very cool.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you know, people do, like, compare themselves to, like, what they see. And it's just like, okay, like, yeah, there's a healthy kind of thing. Like, oh, I'd like to work towards that. But don't be like, I hate myself because I don't look like that.
Yeah, and I would imagine the industry is filled with the former instead of the latter. It's filled with a lot of comparisons. Yeah, and you're right. The judges are... Where do they get their guidelines from? What are they... You said it must be politics because... Who made up the thing of, you know, oh, the thighs need to be point... You know, they need to be 2 inches bigger than that. And it's... Well, what are you talking about? I mean, and there's girls that are beautiful that are 5 feet tall and don't look like that.
Exactly.
But now they're, it's like, it's perpetuating, and same thing for guys and girls, perpetuating the ideals of how people should look. And then anyone else, it just makes everyone feel inferior, basically.
Right.
You know, instead of making people feel.
Totally. You know, and it's like the whole bodybuilding industry, it's like there's so much money in like fitness these days and, you know, bodybuilding and all that, and you know, it's just, and now there's like these teams, like, oh, what team are you on? And if the judges like a certain coach better who owns that team, they might pick that girl over you,
right?
Because they have a really good relationship with them,
right?
You know, and that's just terrible.
Yeah.
you bust your butt in the gym and your diet's on point for 3 months or so to like look good for the show, and then, you know, you don't win because of politics.
Right.
And it's just, so I'm a little bitter against the industry. One, because of that. Two, because of overtraining. And three, because now I'm like, have an eating disorder. I'm like eating everything in sight. And it's just like, oh, damn you. Or damn me, I guess. But, you know, it's just, it's kind of like, it's a mind screw, basically,
sure,
with a lot of people. So it's like, kind of, what's normal now? And I don't know.
Well, and you're competing against other people who are doing the same thing, you know? So now your world is in this little scope of, oh, I don't look as good as this girl next to me, but she's also been training for, you know, I mean, you guys are
right. This
small niche.
Right.
You know, just like if you're an Olympic, if you run the New York Marathon, you get third place, and you can't believe those two people beat you.
Right.
You're the third fastest guy in the country, you know, but
right. You're
just going to think about the two guys that beat you.
Right.
So, but yours is, I think, it's more dramatic in that type of industry because it seems very, well, it's all superficial, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's very, like nitpicky, for lack of a better word.
Totally.
You know, but I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's cool to strive for something and to see what you're capable of as well.
Totally.
I'm sure
if
that's why you like doing it.
It's
cool to see your body's potential. Like,
totally.
What is my body capable of with proper training and nutrition? And then you compete, but I'd imagine it'd be hard not to get swept up in it.
Totally.
You know?
Right. Because then you get addicted. Basically, that's what happened after my first show. I was like, oh my God, when's my next?
Right.
Like, I love this. Like, I'm addicted. Like, next weekend, let's do this. Like, I got this. And then, I mean, it's kind of like a spiral for some people. You know, I'm not saying the whole industry is bad. Like, a lot of good opportunities have come out of it for some people.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people have gotten work from it. And
that's just hate on it.
Yeah. You know, so, like, there are a lot of good things. But, I mean, also, like, a traditional bodybuilder diet is very, very high in protein. It's very low in fat, actually. And that's, like, the biggest issue that I have. So, I've been interested in kind of, like, figuring out how I can integrate more of, like, a ketogenic diet. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's basically, it's high fat, moderate protein, low carb. So,
okay. That's what I've been reading lately is the most beneficial. Like, you're talking about monounsaturated, like, avocados, peanuts, fatty fishes.
Like, really good fats.
Right,
like,
yeah. Super
good fats, basically. And
like a Mediterranean diet.
I think so. I'm not like that familiar with that diet.
So yeah, so like good fats, protein, and yeah, like some carbs on the side kind of thing.
Yeah, basically. I mean, fats are just so beneficial for like our brains.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, gosh, like, yeah, I want to look good, but I also want to like not lose my mind. Like, I want to live for a long time.
You want to live your potential. Like, I mean, yeah.
Right.
And the thing too, that's crazy, is it's so easy to get caught up in how I look now and how this and that.
right?
We're gonna be 50 in the blink, right? You know? I mean, like,
exactly. So
it's like, happening, and so it's all temporary anyway.
Right. I mean, I'm all about like high protein and stuff, but I think a lot of people overdo it with the protein, to be honest. Uh-huh. In a high protein diet, it's like, I mean, it's like shown out there that like super high protein, like animal protein. Like, I love my animal protein. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, a vegan or vegetarian or anything.
Ew.
But, like, if you have too much animal protein, It's actually really not good for you. And, like, right. You can get, you know, certain things from it that aren't
balance,
good.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you can actually switch your body from burning carbs / sugar mm-hmm. to burning fat,
mm-hmm.
which is ketosis.
Oh,
that's...
Oh, okay. Right.
When you go into ketosis, it's when you start burning fats instead of carbs and sugar, mm-hmm. basically. And what's really neat about that is you can still get like lean and shredded and all this stuff, but you're just, even though your carbs are low, that's okay because your fat's so high, and it's fats are so good for your body mm-hmm. to like work properly that it's actually way better for you than like a traditional, you know, high protein, moderate carb, low fat diet.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
You ever thought about doing training? Like being a trainer? I mean,
I'm actually in the process of getting certified.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, eventually. I actually have my book right here.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah.
Hidden all under my stuff. Yeah. I'm working on it. Yeah. But, probably maybe within the year I'll be like certified, mm-hmm. but yeah. So I do have an interest. It's honestly, it's more for, my own knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I work out on my own all the time, so it's like, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything the best so I can get the most, like, gains for my work.
Nice pun.
Yeah. Basically, so it's like, I want my own knowledge base. I want to know how to do it on my own without having to rely on someone else.
Right.
But if I can be certified.
Or rely on the internet and the 50,000. Right. I think that's one of the most confusing things, too, is you can read different studies every day, and they will tell you 10 different things.
When it comes
carbs,
to diet,
don't eat carbs.
Right.
Yeah, it comes to exercise. I have mm-hmm. heard, like, high-intensity interval training.
Yes.
Was all I heard about, you know, within the past 5 years. Okay, yeah. Cool, I gotta go do sprints, I gotta do this. Now I start to read that, oh, no, that's just made up for the, you know, the muscle magazines to have something to write about because they're bored, you know, because they have to keep on thinking of new things.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, and different exercises and different types of cardio and different types of diets and paleo and vegan, no, and this and that. And this guy was saying it's just because they have all these, it's a huge multi-billion-dollar industry, like you were saying.
Right.
They got to keep coming up with stuff.
Right.
And so then it just makes everybody really confused.
That's really interesting, actually. Yeah. I didn't really think about that. That, I mean, it is a business.
It's a huge business.
And people are in it for money, you know, so it's like it might not be in like our best interest.
No, exactly. That's the worst
terrible.
Part. And think of all the studies that'll come out. You don't know there. I mean, you can look it up, and there's companies that, you know, the parent company of, you know, the supplement industry,
uh-huh.
you know, can fund a study that they can pick and choose the results they want to come out with this study saying, you know, a high whey protein diet, for instance, has been shown to significantly reduce cardiovascular disease or whatever you want to do.
Right, right.
And that study could be legit, like, quote unquote, legit, mm-hmm. you know? But it's really not. You know, they mm-hmm. skewed the data because they're getting paid by this company that wants you to go buy more whey protein.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you look through any fitness magazine, I remember I was doing that one day, and every single article, they'd mention protein in it. Mm-hmm. You know, they'd mention, like, make sure, you know, like, it'd be like a good in-depth article, but they would throw in these little, like, advertisements, not for a specific company. But the fact that their entire premise of their business is based on all these supplements.
Right.
So they'll tell you to take supplements. They don't say which one. They just say get supplements. Make sure and take your whey protein after your workout. I mean,
yeah.
It's like this.
I know.
And then it just leaves everybody confused and eating a bunch of donuts.
Totally. Totally. And, you know, it's funny because, like, so I'm not sponsored by any company, like a supplement company. I've had multiple supplement companies come to me, like, wanting to work with me. Oh, yeah, tons. But,
really?
Like,
cool. Well, not
I...
fuck them.
well, that's what I guess that's kind of what I'm saying is that, like, I have a hard time working with them because it's just, like, I don't really like agree with the whole industry in a way. Like I'm in it, I guess, because that's like as fitness and like, yeah, like BCAAs and protein and stuff. Like, yeah, like I like that stuff, but it's just, sure. You know, it's, I don't know. I just really want like genuine health and like genuine, mm-hmm. genuine stuff. I don't want to like overtrain because like it's all about like overtraining too and like mm-hmm. over, you know,
I'm simplicity,
balance.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We'll see. The themes for today, balance,
genuine, keep it simple
and
keep
simplicity.
It real.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, that's basically it.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, that's very true. It's so easy to get confused with everything out there today.
It really is. It totally is.
Good for you for, you know, I think that's good for you for saying no to the supplement, people, you know?
Yeah.
Take sticking to the man. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
Yeah.
Power to the fitness people.
Yeah.
That's totally true.
Yeah. Power to the people on the elliptical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, still do your weights. I'm all about weights and yeah. stuff because that's, like, way important is keeping strength. But, mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah, like, do cardio because it's, like, good for your health. Like, go on a run because you want, like, that energy afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, don't do it because you're like, oh, I feel fat. I mean, if you feel fat, too, then yeah, maybe do it. But, like, you know, don't think about it. Like, I'm doing this as, like, you know, I'm doing this because I need to fix myself. Like,
that's it. That's an excellent, excellent, excellent point.
Yeah.
I think that's the secret. That is the secret. Yeah. Because the rest of it, like you said, it's going to fade away. If you do it just because you want washboard abs, maybe you'll have washboard abs in your 20s, right. but then you're going to hit your 30s, you're going to have a kid.
Right.
Life's going to happen.
Right.
You won't be able to play the same sports you used to.
That's kind of actually what I've kind of said in my mind is that, you know, I want to eat a certain way and work out a certain way because of the health benefits. Like, the body will follow. Like,
yeah.
health first, physique second. For yeah. me, that's, like, within my eyes, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want it because I want to be healthy. I want to live an extra 10 years.
Right.
I don't want to do it because I, like, hate how I look or something or whatever. It's just, you know, I want it because I want, like, genuine health and, like, genuine, like, lifelong just health, you right. know. So
potential, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. I really like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's the most sustainable.
Totally.
That's how you're going to last 20 years, being able to get up and run, not because you have to, because you want to.
Right. Because you want to. Because you want that energy. You want those endorphins.
You want to live your life to the best of its abilities.
Yes. Live it.
Live your life, people. Like, you know? Easier yeah. said than done. It's easy for us right here sitting on these chairs. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, yeah, I go know. Do that.
Why did my workout before
this?
We should
definitely do that. Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I had a Carl's Jr. cheeseburger on the way up here.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Same thing. This past week, I did the same thing. I was, like, on a break because I've been doing the training for the past month.
Yeah.
And then this past week, I was, you know, doing the hunting and all that stuff. And I was like, I'm just going to take this week off.
Oh,
just
I
take
love
this
it.
Week off. Just cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
And Keystone
Hey,
Light.
Balance, man.
Balance, yeah. Balance. The key is getting back into it. That's, you know, like, as soon
that
as you get back.
That is the key. Because then you don't want to fall too far off because then it's harder and harder. But
oh, yeah. Then you're in the...
Then you're just in the deep end.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
And then you're just like, okay.
You're drowning.
You're just drowning at that
yeah,
point.
And you probably forgot how to swim. You're not getting back up to the surface.
No.
It's going to take a long time.
No. Trying to get those floaties out again.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally know.
So where can people follow you? How do people see what you're doing? Jana, what's your Instagram? Jana Lifts?
It was Jana Lifts.
Jana Lifts?
Now it's just my first and last name. So Jana Breslin.
Mm-hmm.
JannaBreslin.
And that's why you have cool stuff on there.
You know, I try... Well, it's interesting because, like, I try and integrate a lot of, like, this kind of commentary into my posts.
Yeah, yeah, I noticed
that,
yeah.
I want to, like, educate people, too.
Well, and that's why I wanted to contact you. I mean,
yeah.
you know, it's awesome to see you and awesome that, you know, anyone can post pictures of them in the mirror.
Right.
Them doing stuff. But
right.
yeah, to accompany that with the type of things that you're putting on there that are just, they're empowering to people.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting your best foot forward to put out a good message.
Totally.
Yeah.
I kind of like to get people's attention, like, through photography and, like, my pictures and stuff and, like, my work that I've done, but also.
Sex sells.
Sex does sell.
Yeah.
It does sell.
Yeah.
But I also
yourself.
Like to kind of, you know, make it more educational too and really
yeah.
kind of. Like, my goal isn't just to get, like, a bunch of followers and, like, you know, just kind of be like that person on Instagram. Like, I kind of really just wanted to show people like what it's about too.
Yeah.
Like, the real stuff.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Anywhere else? Or what magazines have you been in?
So I was on the cover of Max Sports and Fitness magazine in June. And then I had a workout circuit in Inside Fitness magazine. And I have a little surprise coming up that I haven't told many people, but potentially Oxygen magazine.
Nice. That's a big
for
one.
For Australia.
Nice.
For the next few months. Really? In the next few months. So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, crossing fingers.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
I hope it happens. Because then I just look like a retard just saying that.
Yeah, you book some, you lose some, I guess. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I really like what you do on the Instagram page. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. I try. I have a website too, but that's just more for like my modeling work and everything. Mm-hmm. Just JannaBreslin.com if people want to look at that. I actually just also made like a subscription area where people can go subscribe and kind of get more information if they want to, like, if they're more interested in like health and nutrition, kind of like what I have to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I made that on there so people can subscribe and kind of get emails about like what I think about things and get my taste on stuff. So.
Be genuine, be balanced, simplicity.
Yeah.
That's all for today.
Don't overdo it, but train your ass
off.
Don't
overdo it, but train your ass off. Do squats.
Do squats.
Yeah. So, yeah, cool. Yeah, hopefully people check that out because, it's a good message on there, you know?
Mm-hmm. I try.
Yeah. So, I was going to say one last thing. Now I forgot
what I was... So now you're blanking.
Yeah, now I'm blanking. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway, yeah. Hopefully people check it out. Girls, check it out, Get Empowered, and guys probably will check it out for other reasons. There's not too much for a guy on there for training, but everyone can check it out.
I love it. That'd be great.
Okay, thanks, Jana.
Of course.